20 years ago, I moved out of the academic world and into a more low-key, naturally based existence on a land co-op in Southeast British Columbia. And just prior to that, I had spent 3 years teaching in the Canadian Arctic, in living and teaching in Inuit villages, the native villages there. And from those people who have survived for thousands of years living in relative harmony with nature, I learned probably more than I had the rest of my life living in so-called civilization. And I think the main lessons I learned there were, number one, it can be done, and number two, there's no such thing as pure political correctness when it comes to survival. You need to take what's at hand and try to live in harmony with your principles, with the spirit of nature, and try to work it out. And so coming to live on a homestead in the bush in southern British Columbia in the more traditional white way, the life is full of compromises. Everything from the metal tools to the truck and more recently the computer. And this gets into my more recent interests, away from farming, more into writing, drumming, and into the kind of art parts of culture instead of just the survival parts of culture.